Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
This show is not important. What is important is that we get to live in a country that allows us to have a show like this.
Yeah!
I mean, I've had the opportunity to meet and spend time with comedians and talk show hosts from countries like Russia, countries in the Middle East, who tell me they would get thrown in prison for making fun of those in power, and worse than being thrown in prison. They know how lucky we are here. Our freedom to speak is what they admire most about this country. And that's something I'm embarrassed to say I took for granted until they pulled my friend Steven off the air and tried to coerce the affiliates who run our show in the cities that you live in to take my show off the air. That's not legal. That's not American. That is un-American. And it's so dangerous.
September 24th, 2025. It's Gavin from the Wake Up Call, and Katie from the Wake Up Call, and Kevin from the Wake Up Call, and Scout from the Wake Up Call, and we're the Wake Up Call. And here we are. For now. Yes, big congratulations to Jimmy Kimmel, who, listen, whether you like him or hate him, that whole situation was about nothing more than free speech. And, that's why people who are way on the other side of the political spectrum from Jimmy Kimmel came out publicly to defend him. Like people like Tucker Carlson came out. Ted Cruz.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Came out and defended and said this was wrong. They should not do this. And they didn't. And the people that because I'm still seeing this, like TMZ, of course, TMZ posted about, I can't understand TMZ anymore. Like, are they trying to be a news organization? Like, what are you doing? Tell me about Kanye peeing on a wall or something like that. Like, why are you telling me about the Homeland Security person? Anyway, so TMZ posted about it, and I'm still seeing in the comments all these people saying, like, cancel Disney anyway. Cancel your Disney Plus subscriptions. And it's like, they brought them back. Like, yeah. Why? You won. They lost $4 billion. And they said, okay.
No, but here's the thing. That is how it should be handled.
That is how it should be handled.
If you don't like what somebody is saying, then it should be up to the consumer to not invest their time or their money into that.
Totally agree.
And people keep talking about, like, Well, there's freedom of speech, but there's not freedom of consequences. That's absolutely true. The consequence is supposed to come from us.
Right.
The consequence isn't supposed to come from the government.
Ever.
One interesting thing is, did you hear what he said when he started?
I have more clips, but...
Did you hear the very first thing he said?
I mean, I can play it again for anybody who missed it, because it's a good line.
This show is not important. What is important is that we get to live in a country that allows us to.
So the first thing he said was, as I was saying before I was interrupted.
That was a different clip. I can get that clip, though.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
And that's an homage to Jack Parr.
Okay.
Who hosted The Tonight Show before Johnny Carson.
Okay.
Who quit in the middle of a monologue at one point and then was just gone for a while. And when he came back, that's what he said.
That's great.
Which I'm happy about that, because when I was going to sleep last night, I was thinking, like, because obviously we go to bed too early before we can see it.
Right.
And I was thinking, I wonder how Jimmy's going to handle this. And one of the things I was hoping for was I would love to see just shot after shot of different late night hosts making fun of all the presidents throughout time,
yeah,
since we've had late night hosts.
Yeah.
To show that this isn't new. Mm-mm. This isn't abnormal. And all
it's of, what they're supposed to do.
Right. And all of them were fine with it.
Right.
I want to say it was Johnson at one point. Somebody made fun of him. I can't remember who it was. And his response was, This is what they're supposed to do, and they have the right to do this.
Right. The people, here's all you need to know about fragility. If you try to shut down free speech, it's because you're scared of what they're going to say. I mean, that's basically what's going on. If you're a government and you want to silence people from talking, why? What are you afraid they're going to say? Right. What are you afraid they're going to do? And it was so ironic that Jimmy Kimmel's free speech was taken away because of somebody
who was
a free speech warrior.
Right.
Like, the irony of the whole situation.
And I think the argument could be made for, let's not make any jokes that are in any way in reference to the murder of a person.
Right.
That argument could absolutely be made.
Sure.
And
you can say it's in bad taste.
You could.
You
absolutely
can say it's disgusting.
But you can't say he was making fun of Charlie Kirk. You can't say that if you've actually watched the clip.
Oh, yeah. It's impossible.
So.
Yeah. It's impossible to say that.
I wish we could all, like, be more genuine in our outrage, because there are things you could be outraged about this. You could say you wouldn't make a joke about a school shooting in any capacity whatsoever.
Right.
That's a very fair argument. So make that argument.
I'm not going to play the clip because it's very long, but Jimmy Kimmel addresses Charlie Kirk at the beginning of his show last night and all over again gets extremely emotional talking about Charlie Kirk's murder, because he's a human being with a soul. I mean, I think I saw Jimmy Kimmel do more, get more emotional about it than I saw some of the people who were screaming so much about Jimmy Kimmel. So, like, you can't say, it's impossible to say that he didn't, that he was making fun of Charlie Kirk. He wasn't in almost any capacity, but you can make an argument that any joke about it is disgusting.
Absolutely.
And in poor taste and all that stuff. And again, that's covered by free speech.
It is. And that's where it comes back to, if there's going to be a consequence, the consequence can come from us.
Text message came in. Jimmy mocked Charlie Kirk's death. No,
well,
he didn't.
Hold on. I'd love to ask that person how.
I don't know.
Well, I hope they.
I'm sure
back.
That they think
he
they know.
He mocked the president's response.
Yeah, he mocked the political response to it, not the death.
Right.
And you would know that, whoever texted in, if you actually watched the clip.
Well, I'm sure they have. Everybody's seen it at this point. But
then how can you come to that conclusion?
Well, okay, that's true.
Regardless, as people who are in the media and people who believe in free speech, We're glad that free speech won in this situation.
I don't think people necessarily are understanding why we are so passionate about this. And like, no, we're not Jimmy Kimmel, although we hope to be someday. Okay. But we are run by the FCC.
Right.
We cannot be on the air without it. Mm-hmm. So when you start seeing organizations that your business relies on kind of making these calls, it makes us all go, hold on a second. And there is no doubt a horrible thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
And we all saw it.
Right.
Which I think has like really kicked up the impact of it, because it's just like, wow, like we all really saw him go out.
Yep.
And that's, you said the other day, like human beings are not designed to
watch that.
That's why people that are come home from wars have PTSD.
Absolutely.
And I know, Gavin, you said you've never seen anybody online like making fun of it.
Not that
I have seen clips.
Okay.
But I have seen far more clips of people saying like, what are you doing? Like, if that's how you feel, if you are celebrating this, you're not with me.
Right.
And I don't care who you vote for. There is a difference between us, and it is good and evil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I see that a lot more.
Right. And so anyway, at this point, you know, listen, we're just happy that free speech won. Full stop.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to put it.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
This is a viral news story that Katie found, and it's about three women getting evicted, basically, right?
Well, yeah.
That's sad.
It is sad, but we got to make a movie about this.
Okay.
Three nuns, Sister Bernadette, Sister Regina, and Sister Rita, all in their 80s.
Oh, boy.
Were removed from their convent and placed in, like, basically a retirement home.
Okay.
And the convent, when they became nuns and were moved to this convent, they said, they were told, you get to live here forever for the rest of your lives. And the convent was like a convent / school. And they spent a couple months in the care facility. And they said, we cannot do this anymore. Now, many of them, most of them have lived there since the 1950s.
What?
In their convent.
70 years?
Wow.
Which is, I mean, I'm looking at pictures. It's basically a castle. So I don't blame them for wanting to go back. But it was decided by the church that it just like, it wasn't in good enough shape for people to use it or live there anymore.
Uh-huh.
So after being at the retirement facility for a while, they said, bitch, let's go back. And with the help of former students and a locksmith, they fled from the retirement community, broke back into their convent, and are now living there.
So they're squatters now.
Basically, I mean, this castle has like a fence put up around it, like a construction fence. There's a big sign with the name of the construction company that I guess is going to work on it at some point or demolish it or something.
This is crazy.
But it's so great.
We should turn this into some sort of a show or a movie, like Nuns on the Run.
Yeah.
Or something like that. These nuns, this is why. Sometimes, like, breaking the law, if a nun can do it.
Right.
Is it really that bad?
And are they not just going home?
Right.
They
were told they could live there forever. Now here's the question, and I get this. Sometimes you get comfortable in no matter what your living situation is, but why would you want to stay? It's a condemned castle. Like, it's definitely haunted. And now you're just three spooky old nuns living in a haunted castle. God, this sounds like another show.
No, the nuns have a direct line of contact. They don't worry about the hauntings.
You don't think?
Nah.
All right.
No. In fact, if anything, what's scarier than a nun?
Oh, true.
I mean, I guess that's a good point. They made a whole movie about
it. Right. Sister Bernadette said, I've been obedient all my life. but it was too much.
Yes. Wow. Rise up, Bernadette. Right. Rise up.
Great. Oh. Yes. So they packed up a few belongings and they moved back. When they moved back in, there was no electricity or running water. And they said, we don't care.
What?
Wow.
Yep.
So what are they doing? Just going to the bathroom in buckets?
So people from the town and former students are doing what they need to do to care for them, to get things turned back on, to make this place habitable again. They get food deliveries. They had more clothes and, like, you know, toiletries and stuff brought to them. They're just sitting back.
Okay, now listen, I love a good Samaritan,
yeah.
Okay? But I'll bet these people that are doing daily care for these nuns living in this castle are thinking, how much longer are we even going to have to do this? And watch these ladies live 10 more years. And those people, those DoorDash deliveries are going to dry up real fast.
Well, Gavin, Sophie, a former student, said, and I quote, when they need us, they just have to call us and we will be there for sure. The nuns here changed so many lives in such a good way.
That is amazing.
That's beautiful.
Isn't this beautiful?
Yeah. That is beautiful. What? Bravo makes a lot of stuff that's negative.
Yeah.
You would have to agree with
okay.
that.
Okay. There are negative parts to some of it.
Okay. Well, happy medium. We'll okay, stop there. Put this on television, Bravo. Turn this into a show. I want to see Sophie do a testimonial about the goodness in these nuns. I want to see these, but don't let Andy Cohen have at these ladies and get Bernadette to start bitching about Rita, something like that.
Right.
I don't need to see an 85-year-old nun talking smack about one of her sisters.
Right. Yeah.
I don't want to see that, Andy. Okay. Just have testimonials about how good the world is and how nice these people are.
There is a picture of them walking up the driveway back to their convent. All three of them have walkers.
Oh.
But they are in their, what is it called, a habit?
Yeah.
Yep.
Just moving back into the slums.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I mean, the exterior of the castle is gorgeous. Sister Bernadette said, before I die in that old people's home, I would rather go to a meadow and enter eternity that way.
Well, Bernadette, I don't quite understand what that means, but good
I think
for
she's
you.
Saying, like, I'd rather go die in a field than live here anymore, bitch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
So, if you have a kid, this is your opportunity to call 916-909-1065 and tell us how cute or how funny they are without being obnoxious. 909-1065, because we want to know. It's going viral on TikTok, so we thought we'd do our own version of it. What is something that your kid mispronounced and you still call it that? 909-1065. Let's talk to Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
What is it that your son mispronounced?
So one morning we're walking around. I have to kind of preface this by saying this. I'm kind of a Chris Brown fan.
Oh.
So he's walking around for a few minutes and he's saying, oh, mommy, I want a Chris Brown. I want a Chris Brown. And I was trying to figure out for the longest time what he was talking about until he walks me over to the freezer and he pulls out hash browns.
Oh, that is funny.
That's great. Thank you so much for your phone call. Doug, good morning.
Hey.
So what did your kid mispronounce?
So I've got she's now 9, but when she was first learning to speak, she would drop the second syllable of everybody's name. And my now daughter, who is 20, she would call my 20-year-old, whose name is Emily, Mo. And that's one of her preferred names now.
Oh, my God.
That's so cute.
I love that. That is so awesome. These are so funny. Janae, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Tell us what your kid mispronounced.
So when my daughter was younger, she could not figure out how to say pancakes, and she would call them panty cakes.
Panty cakes,
and we still say panty cakes.
Of course you do. Of course.
That's so amazing. We could do session after session of these because...
Oh, my God. Somebody texted and said that their kid used to say chunky cheese.
Chunky cheese.
Instead of Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, my God. So many funny text messages, by the way.
Does your family have any?
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of them. Well, my father-in-law, when he was a kid, called shoes Hoonies for some reason, and he's in his 70s, and everybody in the family still calls them Hoonies. But my kid called sunscreen Scum Scream.
Okay.
So we all call it Scum Scream. When I was a kid, you know, when you go to like a natural history museum and you'd see the dioramas of like animals preserved and stuff like that. When I was a kid, I used to call that the Dead Zoo.
Oh.
And we still call it the Dead Zoo. This is great. We have a family, and my son knows one kid in the family whose name is Max, and he referred to all of them as the Maxes. So we called them the Maxes.
The whole family's the Maxes. Yeah. We used to have, well, we still call it cookies from the Bear Store, which are fortune cookies from Panda Express. But now all fortune cookies are called cookies from the Bear Store. If you get like sleep in your eyes, that's called eye wax.
Oh, eye wax is good.
And mommy beans.
What are those?
Edamame.
Mommy beans. Another text message. There's so many great text messages coming in. It's hard to keep them all straight. Somebody said, I can't find it anymore. It was what they used to call yesterday. Do you remember what it was?
Yesterday was...
Early tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. Stephanie on Facebook said the litter box is the glitter box.
Oh, the glitter box. For Rosio's, fabulous cats.
Yes. Rosio said her daughter didn't say bathing suits. She said bathing soup.
Oh, my sister-in-law used to call it baby soup.
Oh, baby soup.
I got my baby soup on.
Kayla said a tattoo was a hat-choo. And they still say it to this day.
Cute.
One of my favorites on Facebook was Wendy said, my son used to say laster time instead of the other day.
Oh, laster time. I love that.
Isn't that so cute?
Good morning, Amanda. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. What did your son mispronounce?
He called a triceratops a ceratopos, like a dinosaur that eats small plates.
Oh, a ceratopus!
That's so funny.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
916-909-1065. That's our phone number to play Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. And we're going to start by talking to Crystal. Good morning, Crystal.
Hi, good morning.
What is your maiden name on Married Name Upgrade Downgrade?
So my maiden name is Goodell.
Crystal Goodell?
G-U-D-E-L. Yeah, Crystal Goodell.
I love that.
That's beautiful. Crystal Goodell sounds like a perfume.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, what are you wearing? Oh, it's Crystal Goodell.
And it's in a gaudy bottle.
Oh,
but
God,
people
yeah.
are okay with that.
No, it's how you know. It's kind of its...
Right.
It's how you know that it's something special.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay. And what is your married name?
Donald.
Oh, Crystal.
Crystal Donald?
Crystal?
Yes.
You went from sounding like a beautiful perfume to literally sounding like a character in Disney Emoji Blitz. Like,
yeah.
I unlocked Crystal Donald?
What is Mr. Donald's first name?
Marvin.
Marvin Donald? That's honestly the worst name I've ever heard in my life.
Now, in fairness, with the last name Donald, I don't know what you put before that.
It's got to be something super cool. Dave. Like Ace.
Ace Donald.
Yeah. Yes.
Downgrade, but I think you knew that.
That is a downgrade. Thank you so much for calling. Now let's talk to Sydney. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning.
So, what? Oh, you're engaged. Oh, good. There's still time. All right. So, what is your current name, Sydney?
Love.
Oh, Sydney Love.
Oh, no.
That sounds like a fake radio name. I got to be honest.
It does. Sydney hey. Love in the, what is it?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
It's like another word for nighttime. After dark.
Oh, it's up all night with Sydney
yes,
Love.
Yes, there we go.
Yeah,
okay.
Spicy. Okay.
And then what could you be?
Hogan.
No. First of all, Hulk ruined that.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Second of all, what is his first name?
Aaron.
Aaron Love? That's great.
Oh,
everything's better than Hogan.
It's a downgrade. I'm so sorry.
Let's talk to Nia. We're playing Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. Hi, Nia.
Hi.
Hi, Nia. Hi, Nia.
What is
Nina.
Your...
Nina. Nina. Okay. Yes. And what is your maiden name, Nina?
Perez. Perez.
Perez. Okay.
Nina Perez. Yes. I love that. I like that. You're a firecracker.
Okay. And then what is your married name?
I am. Guerra.
What?
Guerra.
With a G or a B?
G. Guerra. It means war in Spanish.
It means ooh. War. Nina okay. Guerra. I love it. I think I love it a lot.
So here's how I'd love it more. Would you go to Nia?
Would I go to Nia?
Oh, Nia Guerrez.
Originally, we thought your name... Kevin wrote your name in wrong.
Yes.
And he wrote it as Nia.
So okay, would I you, change my name to Nia?
Yeah, would you do that?
What's wrong with Nina?
There's something... Nia Guerra?
Nia Guerra
sounds...
sound
better.
Nia
that is set. See.
Nia Guerra sounds like a forbidden dance. And then we dance the Nia Guerra.
Right here, too.
I mean, it's an upgrade. It's an upgrade, but it could be an upper grade.
Yeah, oh, an upper grade. Yeah. We've never done that before.
Right.
So it's an upgrade. But if you want an upper grade. If you want an A plus.
Yeah, take it to the moon.
Do you want to know what my real name is?
What?
Zulem. Zulem.
Zulem?
Yes.
Unreal. Okay, how did we get Nina?
What?
Nina's my nickname because a lot of people can't say Zulem, so I have to like at Starbucks or like when I meet new people who are like just I don't know, they can't say it. I'll just say Nina because it's a lot easier. And even then they get that wrong. They'll be like Nina,
well,
Tina,
we got it
Nina.
Wrong. But how did you get to Nina?
Huh?
How did you get to, like, did you just choose the name Nina?
Well, I used to live in North Carolina because my husband was in the military.
Okay.
And we were out there for a while. And, you know, a lot of people out there just can't say my name. And I
know,
struggled
but
a lot
Nina,
with, like, repeating it.
Is Nina, like,
and
your
I didn't
middle
like
name?
Repeating it. I have a middle name, but my middle name is also a little weird.
Okay, so you just picked
so
Nina.
So I just chose Nina. Just okay.
Listen,
but in that case,
Nina
you could just...
Nina, listen.
In this case, then you could just choose Nia.
I just have to say right now, I've never been more embarrassed for white people. Okay?
It does seem like Zulem is not a hard word.
Zulem's not a hard word. We forced you to just pick a random Latina name, Nina, which seems racist, okay? And if all of this started in North Carolina, which is
yes.
like a giant Cracker Barrel, you should have rebranded when you moved to California. We can handle it out here.
I think Zulem, you just asked her to.
I'm asking you to right now. You're now Zulem.
Yeah.
And you know
okay,
what?
Thank you.
No last name.
Yeah, like Madonna.
Yes, you
okay.
are, or Shakira.
Yeah.
All right, love congratulations.
Such a she-wolf.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's
cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
Just going full.
I love the instrumental.
Thank you. Just going full instrumental today. A little scat, huh?
Yeah.
Get it right out there. And let's talk to Michelle this morning. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
All right. Uh-oh. I dropped my pen, Kevin.
You dropped my pen again?
Man, I've been dropping my pen all morning long.
Butterfingers today.
All right. I got five questions burning a hole in my pocket. Jackpot's up to $120 dealing with news and pop culture. It's Are You Smarter Than Katie? And are you ready to play?
I think so.
All right, fantastic. Katie has left the studio and away we go. Question one. President Trump spoke at the UN for the first time since the UN laughed at him 6 years ago. Well, this time it was very different. He criticized other countries' immigration policies. He said climate change was a con job, and he claimed he ended seven wars. What does UN stand for?
United Nations.
Question two. Travis Kelce had someone arrested at his house last night when a guy hopped a fence at 2 a.m. to give Taylor Swift something. But the guy was an ex-cop trying to serve papers to Taylor Swift for the Justin Baldoni Blake Lively trial. What is Travis Kelce's football number? Is it 22, 54, or 87?
87, I think.
Question three. Remember the couple that got caught having an affair at the Coldplay concert back at the beginning of the summer? Well, it turns out they were not a couple. And that's according to people who work with them who said that the whole thing was really unfair. Who's the lead singer of Coldplay?
Chris Martin.
Question four. Emma Watson was made famous for playing Hermione in the Harry Potter films, but that might be pretty much all we get from her. She announced her retirement from acting because she said she didn't want to do any publicity tours selling films anymore. What Disney princess did Emma Watson play?
Is this a multiple choice?
It is not. 3 seconds.
Oh,
three.
Oh, my goodness.
Two.
Belle?
One.
Yeah, she played Belle.
Question five. MLB announced a major change to the sport using AI challenges to pitch calls. Umpires will still call balls and strikes, but now the other team can challenge that, and AI will tell us if the call was correct or not. If one pitch was 97 miles per hour and the next pitch was 53 miles per hour, how much slower is that?
97 minus 53.
3 seconds.
44.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Michelle, what are we up to?
We are homesick from work today.
Homesick? With what? How do you feel? Kevin's a doctor.
I feel like I just got a real stuffy head cold.
Stuffy head cold. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, there's something going around.
I'll prescribe over-the-counter.
Better not be Tylenol.
I know we're not her employer, but I feel like we're not allowed to ask why she's homesick.
Well, then she doesn't have to answer.
Right.
It's okay. I volunteered it.
Okay.
For the record.
All right. Thank you.
Michelle, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, are you ready to play?
Yep.
Here we go. Question one. Did you see any of President Trump speaking at the UN yesterday?
I did.
Just to recap some of the hits, he said he criticized other countries' immigration policies, said they were going to hell.
Oh, really? Yeah. I must have missed that.
He said climate change was a con job.
Right.
And he claimed he ended seven wars. I don't know what they are, but I can't even name one. But anyway, though, what do I know?
The war on short ties.
What does UN stand for?
United Nations.
United Nations. That is correct. All righty. Question two. Travis Kelce had a guy arrested at his house last night when he hopped the fence at 2 a.m. But the guy was an ex-cop who's there to serve papers to Taylor Swift for the Justin Baldoni Blake Lively trial. What are you doing in the middle of the night, fella?
Yeah, that doesn't sound right. If you're a process server, I believe that you have, like, rules you have to follow.
Yeah. What is Travis Kelce's football number? Is it 22, 54, or 87?
87.
87. Question three, you remember the couple that got caught having an affair at the Coldplay concert?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Turns out they are not a couple, and that is according to people that work with them who are coming out now.
Wait, so they're what? They're just... Well,
they were friends having an inappropriate hug.
I can assure you none of my friends are hugging me from behind with their arms under my boobs.
I know. But let's assume that the coworkers are telling the truth. Why did you wait 3 or 4 months to tell us this? But anyway, though, who's the lead singer of Coldplay?
Chris Martin.
Yeah.
Apple's dad.
Mr. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Apple's dad?
Yeah, they have a kid named Apple.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
Like Apple.
We stopped trying to figure them out. Question four. Emma Watson announced that she is retiring from acting.
Really?
Yeah. The Harry Potter star said that she loves acting, hates doing publicity tours. She finds it soul-crushing to sell things.
Really?
And it's like, you're going to throw it all away for that?
Well, but also, why don't you look at it as like spreading the word about this piece of art that you've made?
I always thought it was so silly because it's like, that's a disservice to everybody else who worked on the film. Like, everybody has a stake in the success of the film. Like,
well, you don't have to like it, but I mean,
just do it. It's part of your job. Just do it.
I thought you were going to say because it gives her like anxiety or something, which I can understand that.
She said it was soul crushing. Anyway, what Disney princess did Emma Watson play?
Belle.
Belle. And finally, Major League Baseball announced a major change to the sport using AI challenges to pitch calls. This is pretty crazy. Umpires will still be able to call balls and strikes, but now the other team can challenge that call, and they'll be able to review accurately using AI if the umpire was right or not. It's pretty crazy.
Okay.
If one pitch was 97 miles per hour and the next pitch was 53 miles per hour.
Are there people that can pitch 97 miles an hour?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Anyway, though, and then the next pitch is 53 miles per hour.
Okay.
How much slower is that pitch?
44.
Ooh. Yes. All right. Somebody said Emma Watson started a gin company. I highly doubt that that gin company is making as much as starring in huge Hollywood blockbusters.
Well, maybe she doesn't need to make as much.
She does. This
is America, Emma. You always need more money.
I'm from America.
How dare you? Where is she from?
England.
That's America.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. As my daughter says, if they speak California, it's America.
Oh, okay.
Final score, Michelle, you both got 5. It's a tie.
It's a tie.
It's a tie. We had $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. Michelle, tell us what we want to hear.
Well, I guess I'm just as smart as Katie today.
Just as smart as Katie.
Thank you so much for listening, though. We love you for it.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Now it's time for Fun Delivered. Part one of Fun Delivered right now. We go into the box, we pick some stuff out, and these are lost packages that were sent to somebody in the mail. Somebody ordered something. They wanted it, they loved it very much, and they never got it. It's very sad. And this company, Fun Delivered, buys all these mystery packages up, and you can buy them too. In fact, if you use promo code WAKEUPCALL as one word, you get 10% off your purchase. Now, Katie, I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
After you left yesterday, Kevin and I were still here for a little bit longer, and I went into the Fun Delivered box, did a little snooping.
To do what?
Just a little snooping.
That's not right.
And there's one that's over there. I'm not going to say what it is, but my interest is piqued.
Okay.
But I'll let you two go first.
Well, no, get the one that's piquing your interest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go. Okay, I'm going to go, and I'll tell you why in a second. Hold on.
It's right here.
Whoa, you let Gavin go first?
Yeah, well, he has a compelling argument.
Okay, so...
What does it look like?
Yeah, what is it that piqued your interest on this?
First of all, it's a big bag. A really big bag.
Oh, it is. Okay.
And it's from Shein, and Shein is cheap. It's like cheap Temu. It's like...
Oh, no, it's like one step up from Temu.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It would go like Amazon, Shein, Temu. Oh.
And
then Wish.
On the outside... It's pictures of, it could be anything. There's a dog, a dress, a teddy bear, a barbell. Like, who knows what's in there? Now, it's very heavy, but it's also fabric.
Okay.
And there is something hard in the middle of it.
Oh,
like, it feels, you know what it kind of feels like? You know what, before you open it up, what like when you're at a hospital and they hand you a puke bag?
Yeah. Oh, it, circular.
So there's like a circular plastic ring in the middle of like fabric.
Okay.
That's what this feels like, but it's gigantic.
Okay.
So that's mine. Okay? I'm going to put it right there. I'm
Kevin,
very
excited. Kevin, do you want to go? Because I'm always the one to go first.
Okay.
So why don't we reverse order it this time? And maybe this will give you better luck.
We're playing.
Although you've done okay the past couple weeks. You've gotten some beautiful tapestries.
Well, I got to tell you, after last week's Fun Delivered, there was no consensus on who won.
Really?
No. Uh-uh.
Huh.
Yeah, everybody was pretty happy with everything that everybody got.
I got a big bag.
All right, okay? Let me see how big your bag is.
Wow.
Okay, it's a little bit smaller than mine.
It does feel like a twofer.
Oh.
It's soft, but it kind of feels like a bounce house material.
So thick
plastic?
Rubber?
What something is like that. What's it feels like a jump house.
Oh.
But it's not a jump house for sure. But that material.
So one time I saw, by the way, the Fun Delivered company has a really fun TikTok and Instagram. And one time I saw that they got something because they open stuff all the time. And it was a giant inflatable elephant.
And when you say giant, it was the size of this room.
Yeah, it was huge.
I hope this isn't inflatable then. It feels like it.
I always thought if we ever get an inflatable, I don't care if we get in trouble or not.
I don't care either.
We have to inflate it inside this little studio.
Yeah. Okay. So I went, since everybody's kind of going with fabric.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I went back to my roots.
Okay.
Now, this feels like maybe it's a very dense sweatshirt.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're getting into sweatshirt season.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So there we go. And like if our packages were the three little bears, mine's the daddy, Kevin's the mom, and Katie's
the baby.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to play some music and then we're going to open these packages from Fun Delivered live on the air. You do not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to miss that.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right. It is now time for part two of Fun Delivered on The Wake Up Call. And this is the exciting one. This is very fun. We decided to go with the theme this week. Unplanned, but we're all fabric girlies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I have the daddy package. Kevin has the mommy package. And Katie has the baby package, but all feel like thick material. All right. Do we want to go in the same order that we picked?
We're going to go reverse?
Yes.
Okay. Because you've been really anticipating that one.
Yes.
Okay. So I felt like mine is going to be a big sweatshirt is what my prediction was. Okay. It's something that's white.
Okay.
Which is not great for me.
Oh, it's a twofer.
Okay. It is a twofer.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, what is?
What is that?
Skirt.
Oh, it's a skirt. Oh,
I can already tell you this is not going to fit me. It is the teeniest, tiniest, like maxi skirt, but it's made of the material that like pajamas would be made of. It has little roses all over it. It's cream color, and then it comes with an little top.
That one's cute.
That's listen.
It's a tiny top. It's like a crop top, tank top that looks ribbed like it is a corset.
If that fit like the right purse, like that would look kind of sexy.
It would be very cute. And then, but wait, there's more.
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah. Now this looks like it's going to be very different than the other thing. Sorry, I can't get that.
Oh my!
What is this?
Is that cashmere?
Oh, what a shirt.
Now, I don't like
the
jeans. Okay,
so this is a cream-colored long-sleeve sweater, but the collar and the buttons are jean.
Yeah, it's a cream-colored sweater with an insert denim collar.
Yeah, and sleeves.
So it looks like you're wearing a denim shirt underneath of a sweater, which is a look. But now, cut out the middleman and just put it all together.
Yeah.
You know what? Hold that up again. I hate to say it, but my mom looks like she'd wear that.
Honestly, your mom would love this. Should we give it to her?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll give that to her.
Does
she want the tap?
That's too sexy for my mom.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
All right, we're playing Fun Delivered. Now, if you want to see any of this, you text in FUN, F-U-M, to 916-909-1065.
Kevin, wow. You got so much.
I got so much clothes.
Oh, my God, there's like 4 or 5 packages.
I think they may be jeans.
Okay, are they men's slacks?
Let's see.
Are they ladies' slacks?
I hope not.
Oh.
How do we know if they're ladies' slacks?
Kevin! Oh, Kevin!
Oh, my God. Those are going to look really good on you.
These are ladies' slacks.
No, I don't think they are.
They look very White Lotus.
Yes.
They're like cream linen.
They're like linen-y pants. Now, they do also look like foreign exchange student.
Yeah.
Really?
A little bit.
I think it looks like a Dapper Dan.
Well, sometimes foreign exchange students look like that.
Man, I gotta tell you, I cannot tell if this is for women or for men.
There's a button-down shirt.
There's a button-down white-collared shirt. You know what? I'm gonna say that's a blouse.
Try to put it on.
Okay.
You know what it looks like? It looks like somebody went to Spirit Halloween store and ordered the waiter.
This is not
Kevin,
for
that
me.
Looks incredible on
it's
you.
It's not. It's for women.
You look really good at that.
Do I really?
Yes.
Wow.
You look it's like really fitted on you.
Oh my God. Piercing.
No, it does look, it is for women. You can tell by the collar. Kevin.
That actually looks really good on you.
You know what you look like? You look like you are a lady killer.
You look like
whoa.
To go back to what
sexual.
Katie said,
like maybe like some pearl necklace.
Yes. Like seeing you at a resort dining alone.
Yeah, but because you choose to.
Yes, because
you guys know how to hype a girl up.
Spectacular. Wow. All right, we're playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. There is a theme going, and now I'm going to open mine. If you want to see it, text in FUN. I'm opening mine. Mine's very mine is thick because they're jeans.
Oh.
Did we all just get clothes?
No, they are. It's a skirt.
It's a black denim tennis skirt.
But there's a lot of stuff in here. Okay, so these are all from Shein. This is what appears to be some sort of scarf. But look at this one. Now, granted, the design is giving Greek grandfather.
Oh,
but
I love that.
Beautiful.
That is great.
There's some animal print in here.
That's fun.
And
so it's a silk scarf.
It's a silk scarf.
Okay.
All right. So there's
okay.
That.
I love that. You know what? It's giving mafia wife.
Yes.
Yes.
It's got some animal print on it.
Sorry, Rosemary. They're size medium. But yeah, there we go. So, all right, if you want to see any of this, text in FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
The Wake Up Call.
This Friday, the Jonas Brothers are going to be at the Golden One Center, and I'm sure they're going to have a special guest with them as well. And we've got tickets that we didn't know about last week, and we're giving them away with a game that we came up with called Yes or No for Joe Bro. And caller 17 is none other than Jessica. Hello, Jessica.
Hi.
Are you a big Jonas Brothers fan?
I am.
That's fantastic.
I want to take my little sister with me. She's a bigger fan than I am, but I think it would be a lot of fun.
That's adorable. Cute. How old is your little sister?
I hate to call her little, but she's 30.
Oh, okay.
I mean, she's still littler than me, okay?
Well, there you go. That's all that. Of you. Yes.
That is true. All right. So we're going to play yes or no for Joe, bro. I'm going to give you Jonas Brothers statements, and then you either say yes if it's true or no if it's false. Katie and Kevin don't know the answers to these. You need 6 out of 10 to win, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. First one. They're going to help you. Katie and Kevin are going to help you, for the most part, help you. First one, they all wore purity rings.
Yes.
Is that yes, that or, is yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. That is correct.
Right. Tea about that.
I like to start with an easy one. All right, here we go. Next one. They originally were called Sons of Jonas.
Oh. I don't know.
Okay, I don't know why, but I feel like maybe yes, because was their dad originally in the band?
Oh, wasn't he a pastor?
I don't know what that has to do with what I just said, but I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to go with yes.
Katie's going to say yes. Jessica says yes. Kevin?
I'm going to say no.
All right. And Jessica, that is correct.
Oh, wow. Yes.
They were the Sons of Jonas. Yeah. Yes. All right, here we go. Next one on here. When they broke up in 2013, they needed therapy.
I'm going to guess yes, because maybe Frankie was all like, ugh, I want to be part of the band.
Okay, I'm going to say no, because I think they all went on to do side projects. I feel like Kevin started a family. I think they were fine.
Jessica, what do you say? Kevin says yes for
like,
some reason.
Doesn't need therapy?
Right.
So you're going to say yes, they did need therapy?
I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
They did. They all went into therapy.
You just said everyone needs therapy.
The breakup.
Jessica.
The breakup in 2013
went on so well.
The breakup in 2013 was very hard on them. Okay, here we go. Next one on here. Yes or no for Joe, bro? You got 2 points. Joe Jonas had dreams of being in a ska band.
True.
Who did?
Joe.
No. I say false.
That was like a solid and quick true, so I'm going to go with true.
You're going to say yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
He wanted to be in a punk band.
You tricked me. I thought did trick
all
was
punk. And instead he went to
punk.
DNCE.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So is ska not punk?
Not.
Isn't it like a subset?
It's a subset. It's a subset.
You
okay.
Tricky little.
Here we go. Next one. They would have been edgier, but Disney told them not to.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I'm going to go yes.
They did start their career on Disney Channel.
I mean, it's not like they're super edgy now, though.
So, Jessica, you say yes?
Yes.
I'm going to say yes.
That is true.
Whew.
Disney kept them very innocent.
I do
want to
see them edgy.
Next one on here. Only one has had premarital sex.
True.
So yes.
False.
So no.
No.
What do you think?
I think they all had premarital sex.
Oh.
Well, then let me rephrase this.
Yeah.
Only one has had premarital sex that we know of.
Oh. Okay.
That has, okay, I'll say true, Joe.
That we know of?
That he admitted it. That he admitted it. I'll say.
Katie's right on all fronts. Joe is the only one that has admitted it. Mm-hmm. Katie says Nick and Kevin are liars.
Of course
wow.
they are.
Wow.
Liars.
Nick would
liars.
Never.
All right, here we go. They did drugs with Miley and Demi.
Yes, true.
No.
True.
No, definitely not.
Definitely true.
Definitely not Demi, because Demi wasn't doing drugs that were like, was weed.
Jessica?
So, I have a false and a true, so now it's a 50-50 shot.
Correct. It's always been a 50-50 shot, but yes, okay.
I'm going to go false.
So you're going to say...
I mean with my help.
You're going to say no?
I'm going to say no.
That's yeah. Great.
Sure.
I mean, maybe if you said they smoked weed with Miley, I would
Joe
have believed
did.
It. But
Joe is the only one who admitted that he smoked weed with Miley Cyrus.
Well, okay, Joe's there's no way some they would say, "Oh yeah, I did drugs with Demi Lovato," because that would indicate they or would make people think they did super hard drugs. I'm killing it today.
Yeah. Next, you need one more point. You only need one more point, okay?
Okay.
Nick dated Selena Gomez.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, I'm so bad with that.
Child. I'm going to say true.
Really?
Because
Kevin
Joe,
says yes.
Because Joe had Demi.
Right.
These are for the tickets.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, I was going to say yeah.
All right, Katie and Kevin both say yes.
I'm going to go with them. I'll say yes.
That was a smart move. Congratulations. Yay! You got yourself a pair of tickets and your little teeny tiny 30-year-old sister.
Yeah.
Tickets
put her
to
in a booster seat.
Baby sister.
Make sure she's in a car seat on the way to the show.
I will.
Tickets to see the Jonas Brothers this Friday night at the Golden One Center. Stay on hold. We got to get your information.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Friday, Kevin sold some Laura Connor cards. First of all, I think we should applaud that.
Why?
Thank you.
Because he needs money and it's hard for him to sell these things.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm more of a memories person.
Right. We've established
that. Emotionally, it's hard for you.
Yes, emotionally. I should have said that. And Kevin was in here setting up this sale through Facebook Marketplace all morning long on Friday. And Katie and I were part of this.
Yeah.
And he was selling these cards to a woman. Describe what this woman looked like on Facebook.
She's elderly, around 75, 80. When you see the picture, you'll know. Her name is Janet, okay? Mm-hmm. Very cute name. I click on her profile. She is such a grandma. She has wedding videos.
She has like a short white haircut.
Right.
Like her hair's all white and she just has a little, like a real no muss, no fuss look to her.
Now, Katie, who is the Wake Up Calls internet detective.
Yeah.
Starts smelling some fishiness. Well, such as that there's only one photo that Janet has uploaded.
I think what started it is... this doesn't seem like the Laura Connor type.
Right.
Right. An old lady.
Yeah. So I said, you need to start like asking her questions. Mm-hmm. Like, let's see what she knows about Laura Connor.
And she did. She nailed it.
She knew hella about Laura Connor.
She knew a lot, yeah.
Yeah. So then Katie's like, and this seems weird too. The wedding video that was uploaded of Janet also was the only video uploaded of Janet.
At first we thought, okay, Janet, maybe she's not so like internet savvy, but then we realized, no, she managed to get herself to fake Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
Right.
So at the very least, she knows something.
Right.
And if you could do that, surely you could post more pictures.
So there were some red flags. And Kevin had to drive all the way down to Stockton for this sale. Now, you wanted to meet Janet for the Laura Connor card purchase in front of what?
A police station.
Smart.
Now, usually that's not what you do. Usually you just meet somebody in front of a Target. But you were smelling like things might be off. So that's why you suggested the police station,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she said, no, it's okay. We'll meet at this bank.
Okay, weird, super weird. You drove down to Stockton alone, which we don't recommend. And how did it go?
It went great. I got the money.
How much money? Can we ask?
$500.
Oh, that's great. Good for you. Okay.
But it was not Janet.
Ugh.
His name was Jay. He was like mid-30s, okay? And I was all like, are you Janet? He was like, no, that's my dead grandmother.
What?
I said, you used your grandma's picture and your Facebook profile says Janet. Why don't you change your name to Jay or something? He was like, oh, I changed my profile to honor her. I was like,
he is pretending to be her in an effort to honor her?
I don't know if he said that I assumed that he was Janet.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Right, yes. That's what I said. And
was he pissed?
He wasn't pissed. He was just kind of like uncomfortable that I asked that question. But like, you should have put a picture of yourself.
Yeah.
At the very least.
Old lady.
This whole thing is so weird.
Right.
And he gave you money.
Yeah. It's real.
How do you know?
I checked it in front of him.
How do you know?
I'm good with handling cash, bitch.
You can tell a counterfeit.
You could feel it. It feels different when you count it.
Were they $100 bills?
Sure was.
Oh, Kevin.
Yes, I was balling.
Kevin.
Wait, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
If I think somebody's handing me fake money, the higher the denomination, the more likely I am to think
Once
it's fake.
Once I touch it, I know that it's fake or real.
Have you already spent it?
Huh?
Have you already spent it?
Don't worry about it.
Have you spent any of it?
Yeah, he spent all of it, I'm sure. Was it to buy more Lorcana cards?
No, I don't go into that gambling. I actually got my tire fixed.
Okay. Oh, good.
So,
Kevin, you're so grown up.
Well, that's what I needed the money for, because my tire kept running out of air, so I needed to get new tires to get here to work, so I had to sell my Lorcana card.
Katie, I'm proud of him.
I'm not.
I am. That's a very un-Kevin decision.
Oh, you mean the fact that he didn't blow the money on something else?
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah.
Now, it was a very risky situation. Next time, I really wish you would bring somebody with you.
Oh, in fairness, you suggested that, and he looked at you, and you said, but it's not going to be me.
Well, it's not going to be me. I'm not driving to Stockton.
No. I would have drove.
No, that's not the point. The point is the time it would have taken for... And
on that wonky tire?
That's a great point, too. Never mind. So, all right. Well, Kevin, I'm sorry you got catfished. I'm glad you got the money. I hope it's real money. It sounds like it was.
Catfishing.
Yeah.
Super weird. And it doesn't even make sense
for
no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, all right.
Well, R.I.P. Janet.
R.I.P. Janet. She's the real loser in the situation.
Oh, wow. Well, because of that grandson.
Well, just to know that she's dead and her legacy is now being used to buy Lorcana cards.
He got me. He got it at a discount because I thought it was an old lady.
Oh.
I would have sold it for $600, but.
Okay, but you didn't want to take advantage of the elderly.
Yeah, she said Spider-Man's her favorite.
Okay.
That's something that a boomer would say.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So, social media has basically turned this country into a hellscape that we hardly recognize anymore. But the good news is we can fight with each other. And we all... Well, not all. Some of us try to avoid having online fights because it feels like it's just a waste of time and futile. But every once in a while, we just can't help ourselves. And research has come out not so much on how to avoid fighting with strangers online or even family members or friends, but how to win those fights.
Oh, okay.
And it turns out, and this study was out of Cornell, so this is a very reputable study. It turns out kindness is the way to win these fights. Participants were more likely to upvote restorative responses that appealed to values and requested apologies compared to retribution involving threats or insults, and those exposed to compassionate replies reported higher community satisfaction and greater willingness to stay engaged and connected. The research showed that when restorative responses appeared first in comment threads, they maintained effectiveness even when harsh replies followed. So there you go. So the way that you can win these people over that you're disagreeing with is through kindness.
I don't think so. That doesn't sound right to me.
Now, why do you say that?
Well, because being a little mean to strangers on the internet is pretty funny. Especially people that absolutely think that they are right when you can so easily be like, you don't know what you're talking about, moron.
Right. Or a simple Google search just proves them wrong.
And they're coming at you with so much confidence about something that they're so provably wrong.
Yeah.
To be nice to that person feels unhealthy.
I think the phrase you're looking for is effective. because it shows that there's
you
still...
You think it's effective?
I have tried. I know this is going to sound shocking, but I have tried to stop doing it. I'm not on Facebook hardly at all anymore because it seems like there's most of it there. Instagram, you can still do it on Instagram, but it's a little bit trickier and harder to do on Instagram. So I've tried to pull myself back from fighting with people online.
I have a question.
Yes.
When did you get so soft? You are half the reason I am this way. Okay? You and I have sat and put together, you know, picky little comments.
Right.
Designed to vanquish our foes. And now look at you.
But I'm gonna try to put some of this into effect right now. Okay, I hear what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
And I respect your opinions. I'm just... of somebody that just disagrees, but that doesn't mean that you and I still can't be friends.
Okay, dork. Guess what? This is not for me.
I feel like we don't need to name call. We are better than that. You're better than that.
I'm better than you. Okay? And my willingness to cut you down as much as I possibly can because you're a moron.
Okay, I can hear what you're saying.
Right.
And I understand how trying to cut somebody else down
feels
might
good.
Make you feel better when you're such a small person like you are.
Yeah.
See, there you go.
Okay, you're going to compliment me.
No, you're trying to trick me. You're trying to trick me. I'm trying to institute how kindness is a more effective way to fight with people online.
But it's not funny. So, why would you do this to yourself?
Because it's effective! Because fighting with people online is tearing us apart!
But we're laughing. You know what I mean?
Sometimes that's all we have.
And that's all we have.
That's all we have. That's all we have left.
Right.
All right, Cornell University, if that even is your real name, stop trying to make us better and instead let us just go out in the blaze of glory.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Get me blocked. Okay? Get me blocked. Get me suspended.
Because when that happens, we all win.
Right.
You're right. This does feel better.
Yeah, it does.
It does. It scratches that reptilian brain a little bit better.
Yeah.
Rather, imagine like back in the day, two, you know, Greek warriors stepping into the Colosseum, and instead of fighting to the death, instead they just went like, listen, I understand that you're upset. I'm also upset. Let's de-escalate this.
I can't watch that. That's not entertaining.
Not unless there's blood in the sand. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.